אנגלית, שאלון ה', מודיול E, גרסה א', חורף תשעין עין, 2010. הוראות מיוחדות. 1. עליך לכתוב את כל תשובותיך בגוף השאלון במקומות המיועדים לכך. 2. כתוב את כל תשובותיך באנגלית ובעת בלבד. 3. בתום הבחינה, אחזר את השאלון למשגיח. ההנחיות בשאלון זה מנוסחות בלשון זכר ומכוונות לנבחנות ולנבחנים כאחד.
Part 1. Access to information from written text. Read the report below and then answer questions 1 to 8. Where is the end of the line? It may be hard to imagine, but something as unexciting as standing in line at the post office or the bank is fascinating to some people. A number of sociologists have been studying the subject for more than 2 decades, and some of their findings are quite surprising. Research shows, for instance, that having to wait actually affects how people judge the service they finally get at the counter. The longer they wait, the worse they rate it. Studies have also revealed that people are upset the most when they see someone who arrived after them getting served first, an experience described by participants as infuriating and incredibly unfair. Another major cause of irritation is boredom. In a recently published study, nearly 40% of the people interviewed gave it as the main reason for walking out before being served. In other studies, customers spoke about the disruption that being stuck in lines causes to their schedule. In an attempt to reduce the frustration of standing in line, numerous businesses are taking such findings into account. Many airports no longer have several lines, but only a single one, from which people waiting to check in go to the first available counter. Elsewhere, customers take a number and can even sit comfortably while they wait. In places like amusement parks, where lines can be extremely long, electronic signs are often used to indicate how long the wait will be. Sometimes the time shown is deliberately exaggerated, so customers are pleasantly surprised when their turn comes. Another tactic is to keep people entertained while they stand in line. Visitors waiting for a comedy show at Disney World, for instance, are asked to send text messages with jokes that may be used during the performance. Other companies provide computers for the use of people waiting their turn. While all these methods make some customers a bit happier, none actually makes the lines move any faster. If businesses really wanted to guarantee our satisfaction, they would invest more effort into making lines shorter instead of trying to make us forget how annoying it is to wait. Questions. Answer questions 1 to 8 in English according to the report. In questions 6, 7, and 8, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. What information are we given in lines 1 to 6 about standing in line? Put a V by the 2 correct answers. 1. Where the subject was studied. 2. Who is interested in the subject. 3. Why it needs to be studied. 4. What businesses think of it. 5. Why it affected service at the counter. 6. How it influences customers' opinions. 2. Complete the sentence. From all the studies mentioned in lines 7 to 12, we learn why people... 3. The annoyance of standing in line can have negative consequences for businesses. Give one negative consequence mentioned in lines 1 to 12. 4. How do businesses try to prevent the experience that people describe as incredibly unfair? Line 9. Give one answer from lines 13 to 23. 5. Some companies provide computers for the use of people waiting their turn. Lines 22 to 23. Why do they do this? Lines 13 to 23. 6. What do we learn from lines 13 to 23 about the methods mentioned in that paragraph? 1. How effective they are. 2, which is the most successful. 3, what people think of them. 4, what their purpose is. 7. Why may customers waiting their turn be pleasantly surprised? Line 19. 1. The wait is shorter than they expected. 2. A sign tells them when they will be served. 3. They didn't expect to be entertained. 4. They can sit comfortably while they wait. 8. What does the writer say regarding the methods used by the companies? Lines 24 to 27. 1. They have no effect. 2. They upset the customers. 3. They don't solve the real problem. 4. They should be used by more companies. Note, the exam continues on page 6. Part 2, Access to Information from Spoken Text.
בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד חורף, תשע"ע 2010 לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה'. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello students, today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה, השידור הראשון.
Hello listeners, and welcome to our program, Big Wide World. Today our guest is Andrew Ford, who will tell us about an original way to have fun, going to a star party. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
Andrew, what exactly is a star party?
Well, a star party is, first of all, a party. We call it that because it's an opportunity for people to get together and have fun. But they don't come to dance or listen to music. Star parties are a chance for people interested in astronomy to do what they love best, which is to look at the stars. Some 20 or 30 people drive somewhere far away from the city, where there are no street lights or bright signs lighting up the sky. Then they take out their telescopes and focus them on a particular star or galaxy and watch them for several hours.
So when do these parties usually take place?
That depends on what you want to observe. For stars, late winter is best because the part of the sky you can see then is absolutely fantastic. But if you want to see the amazing, colorful clouds that form in space, you should go in early winter around November. Of course, you should make sure it's not raining. Star parties cannot be held in bad weather because obviously you need a clear sky.
Are star parties a new idea?
Not really. George III, who was King of England in the 18th century, loved astronomy, and he held parties like this. However, there is no record of any other star parties for about 200 years after that. Then, about 30 years ago, they became very popular again, not only in England, but also in the USA and Canada. For instance, thousands of people take part in a competition called the Messier Marathon, which takes place once a year. This event is named after Charles Messier, an 18th century French astronomer who discovered a great many stars. Each participant in the marathon gets a list of 100 of the stars that Messier discovered, and they all spend the night competing to see who can find them all.
So what brings you to these star parties?
Well, I discovered a love of the stars as a teenager during summer camp. When I came home, I went straight to my parents and asked for a telescope. To this day, I still get excited when I meet anyone who is involved in space exploration. And you meet lots of people like that at star parties. These events are very friendly, but also educational. Everyone is happy to share their knowledge and observations with you. And there's another thing. I myself am an engineer, and for me, a lot of the fun of a star party comes from designing and building my own equipment and seeing what other people have done. Some of the stuff is really amazing.
It sounds wonderful. Well, Andrew, thank you for coming to tell us about these unusual parties. This ends our program. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים, אחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. ועתה השידור השני.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our program, Big Wide World. Today, our guest is Andrew Ford, who will tell us about an original way to have fun, going to a star party. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
Andrew, what exactly is a star party?
Well, a star party is, first of all, a party. We call it that because it's an opportunity for people to get together and have fun. But they don't come to dance or listen to music. Star parties are a chance for people interested in astronomy to do what they love best, which is to look at the stars. Some 20 or 30 people drive somewhere far away from the city, where there are no streetlights or bright signs lighting up the sky. Then they take out their telescopes and focus them on a particular star or galaxy and watch them for several hours.
So when do these parties usually take place?
That depends on what you want to observe. For stars, late winter is best because the part of the sky you can see then is absolutely fantastic. But if you want to see the amazing colorful clouds that form in space, you should go in early winter around November. Of course, you should make sure it's not raining. Star parties cannot be held in bad weather because obviously you need a clear sky.
Are star parties a new idea?
Not really. George III, who was King of England in the 18th century, loved astronomy and he held parties like this. However, there is no record of any other star parties for about 200 years after that. Then, about 30 years ago, they became very popular again. Not only in England, but also in the USA and Canada. For instance, thousands of people take part in a competition called the Messier Marathon, which takes place once a year. This event is named after Charles Messier, an 18th century French astronomer who discovered a great many stars. Each participant in the marathon gets a list of 100 of the stars that Messier discovered, and they all spend the night competing to see who can find them all.
So what brings you to these star parties?
Well, I discovered a love of the stars as a teenager during summer camp. When I came home, I went straight to my parents and asked for a telescope. To this day, I still get excited when I meet anyone who is involved in space exploration. And you meet lots of people like that at star parties. These events are very friendly, but also educational. Everyone is happy to share their knowledge and observations with you. And there's another thing. I myself am an engineer, and for me, a lot of the fun of a star party comes from designing and building my own equipment and seeing what other people have done. Some of the stuff is really amazing.
It sounds wonderful. Well, Andrew, thank you for coming to tell us about these unusual parties. This ends our program. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.
Answer questions 9 to 13 according to the broadcast. In questions 9, 10, and 12, follow the instructions. In the other questions, circle the number of the correct answer. Star parties. 9. What does Andrew Ford explain about star parties in his first answer? Put a V by the two correct answers. 1. How they first began. 2. Why they are called parties. 3. Which ones are the most popular. 4. Who goes to them. 5. How to find out about them. 6. How often they are held. 10. Give one condition for the success of a star party. 11. What are we told about the popularity of star parties? 1. They were most popular in the 18th century. 2. They have been popular for 200 years. 3. They are very popular today. 4. They are popular mainly in England. 12. What are we told about the Messier Marathon? Give one answer. 13. What does Andrew Ford explain in his last answer? 1. How he chose his profession. 2. How he heard about star parties. 3. What kind of equipment he builds. 4. What he likes about star parties.
בהצלחה.